every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Now, thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. So good to be with you as always. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X. Real Golf Radio on Instagram and where your favorite podcasts are found. You can listen at your leisure. Always good to be with you and talking golf as we wind up 2025. It's still 25, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still 25, and there's only this week and next week left on the PGA Tour.
Speaking of 25, there used to be 25 more cards available.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it makes it a little tougher. So we're going to talk about the PGA Tour schedule. The fall is expanding while scarcity is the theme for the regular season. So allegedly, we're going to see fewer events during the year, more events in the fall. The rank and file need to bone up on the fall and do everything they can to bust into the halves and be there for those signature events and enjoy the scarcity and the large pots that will come with them. That seems to be where we're going.
It's pretty amazing to see what they're doing with the PGA Tour now down to 100, as you've talked about. Used to be 125. So yeah, guys are scrambling right now with this fall, trying to get up into the top 100, trying to get up in the 50. The milestones that make a big importance with what their schedule is going to be like next year and how they're going to play on the PGA Tour and overall what that does for all the players on the PGA Tour. You know, the money list goes, or the FedEx Cup point list goes down to like 237. Well, only 100 of those are going to be happy when it's all said and done after the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're so right, Bob. I mean, those world rankings, those FedEx Cup standings, those bubble watches are on right now as we approach this week in Bermuda, next week, Sea Island for the finale of the year. And this is when guys got to get out there and, you know, it's last-ditched effort. We'll go through the bubbles, where people stand, and then I was excited. Bob says he's got a game for us. Surprise world rankings. It's going to be a little...
Over and under.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. So we're going to see who's climbing, who's falling. Some surprises in the world rankings. We'll get into it all next.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
The segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George. Go to blackdesertresort.com and book your stay and play vacation. You can play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, which hosts PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. You can also book your stay at one of the great units. They got everything from a studio, a hotel room, to a four-bedroom available. And, of course, all the restaurants on site, the Basalt Steakhouse, the 20th hole. And when you're out playing golf, you know, your greens fee includes all of your food and beverage, except for alcohol, of course. And you can go out and enjoy all of that just for your one greens fee price. Plus, they got caddies. Great four caddies out there to help you around the golf course as well. Tremendous experience. It's a wonderful time. Book early. If you're thinking about next year, do it because it is difficult to get a tee time. Very popular golf course and for good reason. Black Desert Resort, that's blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are still available. Blackdesertresort.com. All right, we appreciate you being with us here. At Real Golf is our X handle and Real Golf Radio on Instagram and your podcast sites. Bob, two events left. This week they're playing in Bermuda, Port Royal. And we went over there a few times, had a chance to play with our good buddy Tom Dronsky with the Golf Connection. And check out those golf courses. The island's beautiful. There's tremendous golf courses over there. And
pink sand beaches.
What's that?
Pink sand beaches.
The pink sand is unique, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's really quite a lovely place. And then this week, though, talk about those abandoned winds. They have found Bermuda. Watching the guys this week hitting shots. Oh, it was funny. A lot of good videos by the guys out there trying to navigate that wind. It's tough. Even for the best players in the world, Bob, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. It's really, really difficult. And when you get on those seaside courses, of course, difficult. And being at sea level, if guys aren't used to being at sea level, which most of them are, but the ball doesn't travel as far and the wind hits it hard.
No question. Yeah, absolutely. So that's going on in Bermuda, and then it's Sea Island. And it appears that some of the stories that I've been reading that this might be the last event at Sea Island. Sponsorship up in the air. Also Procore out at Napa might be on the fence as well. Finding a sponsor. So you heard about the new event that Good is sponsoring. And in Texas, so that's going to be added to the schedule. We lost Vegas this year. Looks like we'll likely lose Napa next year and possibly Sea Islands, but there's going to be additional ones announced. So
sure.
Even if we do lose some of those, there's still going to be one more next year than there was this year from the stories that I've read. And so, again, it goes back to this whole current setup on the PGA Tour where Brian Rolapp is wanting scarcity to create more demand for sponsors, viewers, media, all that kind of stuff around the events they do have, but then not so overdone that it just every week seems to run into the next, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so everyone talks about his time at the NFL and how he realizes that people just hunger and thirst for NFL football because it goes away for a few months. So I don't know how you completely go away for a few months in golf, but maybe that's what we're seeing. Maybe we're not going to see January golf as much anymore. We'd already know the century's gone. And what'd you say? The first schedule is the middle of January. First event, Sony Open, is the middle of January, right?
The Sony Open, which is the weekend of the 18th, 17th, and 18th. So, you know, it used to be the PGA Tour did shut down, basically. And then it was all the silly season events. And then all of a sudden, this wraparound tour stuff started with the European Tour, and then the PGA Tour needed to do it to kind of compete a little bit and give more guys an opportunity to play. And then that started to go away. And now it's, you know, the PGA Tour ends up at what is it? The end of August. And then everything else is to try to get you back in. It doesn't, the tour doesn't start over in September and wrap around all the way to August again. So it's kind of almost reverting back to where it used to be.
That part is a good move. The wraparound season was confusing. Hey, you just had your crescendo and you don't even have time for the champagne to settle. And here we are, you know, teeing off the next event of the next season. That felt like
2 weeks later.
Yeah, it just felt too much, right? And so, plus it was confusing to say, hey, so-and-so has a win already this season, although it was last fall. Yeah. You know, here you are leading up to the Masters in April, talking about winners so far on the year, and you're going back to last September. So that was confusing. And then when you look at if you go on PGAtour.com and you look at people's seasons, it's going to be the 14-15 season, the 15-16 correct season. It's like, what? The season is the year now, which is where it's at now. It's the 2025 season, or it's the 2024 season, which is so correct much easier to keep track of. So I agree. There is something about it. Isn't there, like, there's four majors a year. Now, I don't know that you can quite take your regular tour schedule to the four majors a year excitement or buildup, because there needs to be more.
Yeah.
But I think you could probably improve on it. I mean, I think we're seeing that. What surprised me so far, Bob, is when they kicked those signature events up to 20 million.
Yeah.
In response to what Liv was doing. And I said on the show back then, this is unsustainable. You can't ask these guys that were putting $10 million purses to suddenly come up with $20 million purses.
There was definitely growing pains.
And the fact that it's still going is remarkable.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
very, very interesting to see what has transpired and how it's sticking. You know, it's not just a one and done, but it's sticking, and they're getting the best players in the world out for those signature events, which is what they want.
Speaking of the caddy, our weekly text thread with the caddy, he sent over, or you sent over, I think it was you that sent it over, what Scottie Scheffler's winnings over the last several years.
Yeah.
He won basically $100 million in 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
You think?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And I was teasing. I'm like, oh, he could have had that with one stroke of a pen, you know, to go to Live.
Yeah.
You know, could have had triple that. But can you imagine?
And what was my reply? It's not about the money. Wow. It's about being with my family more and growing the game.
clearly tongue in cheek there, but interesting, right? I wonder how that's working out. But the bottom line is, can you imagine the amount of excitement and the show that Scottie put on over the last few years?
It's crazy.
If that had gone away, if he had said, you know what? I don't need that. I just need cash. And he basically said no to all of that he's accomplished. The records, the wins, the trophies, the attention. Not that he seeks attention, but you just think about everything that surrounds Scottie Scheffler and where he's built himself to, number one in the world, clear, dominant player. To just say, you know what? I'm going to put on a leather jacket, a Letterman jacket, and I'm going to sign a check, and I'm going to go into obscurity. I'll see you a couple times a year. Like, we're coming up on the two-year anniversary of John Rahm signing with LIV. That's 2 years. I don't think John Rahm, when he signed, ever thought that he would still be on the LIV tour 2 years later.
Yeah.
We thought at that point in time, this was a last-ditched grab-bag effort. And the and everything was going to be resolved the next spring, and everyone was going to come back together, and John would have missed his chance to get the bag when all these other stools were able to go over and get what they had, and then they were going to come back and have everything Rahm had, and he was going to not be compensated for it. And I've not talked to John Rahm. This is just my outside looking in, that somebody convinced him, take the bag, it'll all be over, at least you got paid, and everything will be back to normal next season. And here we are 2 years later with, I don't even see a path where they come back together.
Yeah, it's
unless
it's
LIV just says we're conceding.
We're done.
Which doesn't seem like that's where they're going.
Yeah. They're doubling down, basically. You know, they're going to 72 holes now. But the other thing that intrigues me about Rahm, that's, like you said, that somebody convinced him, is that a month prior, he was saying, listen, I've got more money that I could ever spend in my lifetime at that point in time. And then he makes the jump. That's unfathomable to me.
Yeah. We should dig those cuts back up because we had those. Yeah. We had the before and then we had the justification of, well, upon further review, my family and I just feel like this is the best decision for our family. Yeah. I mean, can't fault the guys. It's just interesting. Two different roads, and I wonder what we would have seen. I'll just say this. I miss watching John Rahm more often. I don't miss him in the Ryder Cup when he's kicking our butt, but I miss watching him play. Like, he's a fun guy. Most of those guys, I shouldn't say all of them. I was very happy that some of them went, but a lot of those guys are...
Say it like it is, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. So, hey, coming back, we'll continue this conversation, plus some world rankings and some bubbles where things are at. Plus, we're going to have the first of a four-part series on holiday gift ideas. This is unpaid, unsolicited. This is just our own thoughts on what we think make great holiday gifts. It's just brought to you by Gina and Kelly. That's it. There's no alternative here, but so we're going to talk about that. And this first part, golf shoes. So we're going to talk about golf shoes. So stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf golf course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Still so much to talk about, but kind of got talking in the break again about John Rahm, and I want to kind of go down that. As we're coming up on 2 years,
yeah,
I think it's worth noting that leading up to his announcement, John Rahm was the current number one player in the world. And I think he was number one at the time of his announcement. And he was, if not, he was right there. And then he was the current reigning Masters champion.
Yeah.
He had been on a run.
Mm-hmm.
On the PGA Tour starting in 2021, he won that U.S. Open. And then he won again the next year, won a couple of European Tour events, including the DP World Championship in Dubai. And then 23 was his year. Like when he announced that, that's what made it so surprising, Bob, because he got things started off with the first win of the year at the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, and he won three times before Augusta and then won at Augusta. And gets you know, four times before April. He wins.
Hawaii, Palm Springs, Riviera, Augusta. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you think?
And he's number one in the world. And all that time, he was being asked whether he was going to go to live. And these were his responses.
Yeah, money is great. But when Kelly and I, this first thing happened, we started talking about it. And we're like, will our lifestyle change if I got $400 million? No, it will not change one bit. Truth be told, I could retire right now with what I've made and not live a very happy life and not play golf again. So I've never really played the game of golf for monetary reasons. I play for the love of the game, and I want to play against the best in the world. I've always been interested in history and legacy, and right now the PGA Tour has that.
Okay, so that's what he said earlier.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour has it. Maybe somewhere along the line he thought he lost the PGA Tour lost it. Here is another quote from John Rahm during that same time period.
I've said it many times in press conferences before. I don't do this for the money, which to me is the only appeal to go over there. You know, they throw numbers at you and that's supposed to impress people. I'm in this game for the love of golf and the love of the game and to become a champion, right? I grew up watching many great players play great events such as this one, and this history and legacy to those things. So that's something that has a lot of appeal to me.
Yeah, that was all within the year that he announced. And again, we're coming up on 2 years. Tiger Woods, by the way, just prior, maybe just after John Rahm's announcement, let's see if I pull the right one here. He had this to say.
Right now, there's a lot of animosity. especially from their leadership. And they want to be a validated tour with world ranking points, and they're buying up tours around the world. And I don't know what their end game is. It might be just being an official member of the golf ecosystem and being recognized with world ranking points. I think that's where their intended goal is. They've spent probably close to $2 billion this year. Who's to say they can't spend $4 or $5 billion next year? You know, we just don't know. It's an endless pit of money. But that doesn't necessarily create legacies either. You want to compare yourself to Hogan. You want to compare yourself to Snead. You want to compare yourself to Nicklaus. You can't do that over there, which you can on this tour.
So there you go. John Rahm acknowledged it. Tiger Woods said it. And yet, when it came right down to it, he put the Letterman jacket on and did the media tour, and away he went. Apparently his lifestyle did change. So it's just interesting. We haven't, you know, what's Rahm done in the majors since going to LIV? Because we've seen him on LIV, he's won on LIV, but what has he done in his chances to play in the major championship since that time?
So since 2023, okay, of course, that's when he won the Masters, got his second major. He had a tied for 10th and a tied for second at the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. Then in 2024, after his announcement, tied for 45th at the Masters in his defense. He was cut at the PGA, didn't play the U.S. Open, and he was tied for 7th at the Open Championship. So, and then in 2025, tied for 14th in the Masters, tied for 8th in the PGA, tied for 7th at the U.S. Open, and tied for 34th at the Open Championship. So he's had three top 10s out of 7 starts in the last 2 years in major championships.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a bit of a shame.
Yeah.
You know, you look, again, we started off by talking about Scottie Scheffler and what he's done over that same time period.
Mm-hmm.
And the legacy that he's creating. You heard from Tiger talking about comparing yourself to Hogan and, you know, Nicklaus and all these guys.
Yeah, Scottie Scheffler
basically
only had one career major when John left. Now he's got 4 with a chance for the career Grand Slam if he wins the U.S. Open.
That's going to be a big story coming up next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shinnecock Hills, man.
Yep.
One of the founding clubs of the USGA.
We could have 2 next year. You know me, I'm the career Grand Slam guy. I love it. But we could have 2 next year. PGA Championship with...
You talking about Jordan Spieth still hanging on for that
Jordan
PGA?
Spieth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Scotty at the U.S. Open.
Let us know what you think, where things stand with LIV right now, because we, you know, they're now going 72 holes. What was so frustrating when this all came to be was what Tiger alluded to, was this chaos. There was this consternation. There was one side over another. You had all these stars. We haven't really seen a big star leave for the LIV since John Rahm, right? In the last 2 years, mm-hmm. I don't think we've really had any big stars. And this year, you can't even really recognize any of the names that went over there. Tom McGibbon, right. Maybe. That might be the biggest from the class of 25. But, it feels like that was a thing that happened. I didn't like the feeling of it tearing stars apart. I don't think that benefited mm-hmm. the golf fans. And I think it created this ridiculous competition for rising purses that we talked about earlier. And now you're bringing in a new guy. You've got a for-profit, you know, side of the PGA Tour that's driving mm-hmm. the ship. You've got a new CEO in here that's going to be running that. And
you've got all the investment funds that have come in.
That's what I'm saying. That's my
with the other commitment. I mean, they put what did they put? $1.5 billion in with a commitment up to 3?
Yeah, yeah. SSG or whatever. So
yeah.
That's my point, is it shifted over to this for-profit thing with all this investment money, you bring in the CEO, things have changed, right? Now, if Phil Mickelson wanted to change the PGA Tour, I think you at least have to give him credit for that. He changed the PGA Tour. Is it for the better? Well, time will tell. Are there some things that can get better? Sure. Are there better ways that maybe you could have gone about it? Probably.
Yeah.
But those are all in the rearview mirror at this point, right? Now we have to sit and look and say, well, what do we go to the future? And it doesn't feel like there's an existential threat like there was. Like, I think Liv has, you heard Tiger talk about, you know, they've spent all this money and they've got an endless pit. Well, they could continue to double down on this thing. I just don't know if it's, look, their average ratings on Fox are around 330,000 people.
Is that for a weekend?
Yeah, I think that's a, whatever day. They finish on Saturday, right? Or maybe they finish, I don't know. Maybe they do finish on Sunday. But when you compare that to an average Sunday on the PGA Tour of 2.6 million viewers.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's taking over that. Well, now they're trying to go 72 holes, which has basically fallen in line with exactly what the PGA Tour is doing and has done for a long time. So the point being is, if you're trying to shake it up and be the disruptor, you were there. Now you're trying to fall back in line and kind of be the same thing the PGA Tour is, but with, you know, different stops and different players. And that's a tough road. Maybe they end up getting there. Maybe it ends up that everybody wants to go do what they're doing. But I think people are going to, I think with history and legacy on the side of the PGA Tour, I think you're going to continue to see that be the benchmark, and people will continue to want to be on the PGA Tour. That's
well, and they're falling into conformity with the golf world and golf, professional golf. And the reason they're falling into that is because they wanted to get world golf rankings right from the get-go. They were promising the players.
Why?
Because then they can stay valid and guys can get into major championships.
There it is. They can get into the majors.
Exactly. And so that was promised to them from the get-go, that they were going to have world golf rankings. And that hasn't happened. The guys that are in the major championships are guys that have won majors or that have played well enough in the major championships to be able to get invited back. Now there's a way for them to play some major championships with the RNA, the USGA. Augusta hasn't come out with anything. PGA Tour, PGA of America hasn't come out with anything. But now they're falling into conformity with 72 whole events. So now they can reapply to world and become a notified or noticed tour to be able to get world golf rankings with the 72 hole events. So
I think bona fide is where you were going there.
Yeah, bona fide. There that's what's going to happen. And we'll see what happens this year based on that. But having said that,
but here's what I have to say about that, Bob. The European Tour is a bona fide tour.
Absolutely.
They play 72 hole events. The Asian Tour is a bona fide tour. They play 72 hole events. And none of them are even blipping what the PGA Tour does. So why do you think a startup tour is going to be that much better? Just because you went and poached some aging stars off of and a couple of greats off of the PGA Tour doesn't mean you're automatically going to be successful. Like, it takes so much time to build this. I don't know that the PGA Tour, if they just started up, look what they're doing with the fall season, right? Mm-hmm. That's almost like a new tour in and of itself. The fall FedEx fall season is sort of their new tour, if you will.
Yep.
And you can see how much of a challenge it is. You're going up against NFL, all that kind of stuff. It's tough, right? So they're still trying to reinvent themselves and keep things relevant, but they have the history and the legacy and everything that goes along with what they have built since, 1968?
Yep.
And so I think it's just going to be tough to overcome. Anyway, two-year anniversary coming up, December 7th. John Rahm announces he's leaving the PGA Tour for LIV Golf. That was a tough one. And it made you wonder what the future of the PGA Tour would be. It definitely set off all kinds of crazy stuff. And yet here we are.
It's almost like that thing happened and they've thrived in spite of.
I would agree. I think the PGA Tour, if you want to call it rebuilt or whatever they did, they've just
reimagined.
There's new players that have gone and taken the place. You know what's interesting is when I was looking up on PGAtour.com, there's not one player on the PGA Tour from Spain. Not one. Yep.
Not one.
That's remarkable. Considering the history, I mean, for as much as Sergio and Rahm and everybody reveres Seve, Mm-hmm. What he tried to do to validate Spanish golf on the PGA Tour and to have them basically just dismiss that is surprising. Yep. Anyway.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We've got the surprise world rankings. We got to talk about that. Bob's got a game. We'll play part one and part two on the back nine. We'll also get into our first of our holiday gifting series, Best Gifts in Golf, part one of four. Golf shoes is the topic coming up as we continue right here on Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Tease the season at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, featuring the new Bushnell Wingman HD speaker. This revolutionary speaker has a built-in 3.5-inch touchscreen with front, center, and back distances, now $199. Don't forget, we have gift cards in any amount for the special golfer in your life. Shop us in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, you're listening to Real Golf Radio at Real Golf on X. Let us know what you think. We just did a little bit of thoughts on LIV, and hard to imagine that it's been 2 years. Coming up on December 7th that John Rahm announced that he would go over. That was a shocker, especially based on those comments that we just played. And he was so adamant that he didn't play for money, that he only played for legacy, and that they would throw money at you, and that was supposed to impress people. I mean, you couldn't have had a more antagonistic opinion about the league. And then for him to just all of a sudden do a quick 180, I don't know. I someday would love to know that full story. That is just remarkable.
Like you said it earlier, and I feel it too. I think he just got bad information. I think he got really bad information because think about it. They had the big announcement on MSNBC or you know, whatever, where they said they've got a framework agreement to merge back in. And then, you know, he makes the announcement thinking that things were going to start happening to bring them back in. He got bet information, got all that boatload of money. You know, his agent got all that boatload of money and everything. And PJ, nothing's happened. Nothing's absolutely happened. And now he's stuck.
Yeah.
Now he's stuck.
It's been 2.5 years.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. 2.5 years since they framework
agreement. I know.
You know what the framework agreement was? That was, let's just stop suing each other because, A, the Saudis don't want to show their cards, and the PGA Tour didn't want to show their cards. So let's just agree to shut this thing down, and we're going to play a little nicer. That's kind of what all came from that. But regardless, here it goes. I think back on the guys that I kind of miss watching, you know. I think of Henrik Stenson. Mm-hmm. Always enjoyed watching him play. That battle with Phil at the Open. Obviously, Bryson, you know, Bryson's a little polarizing. I actually like Bryson now more that I see him on a limited basis. That's the scarcity model, I think, for me. I'm like, I like Bryson on a scarcity model.
Yeah. And you see him more on, and you see him more on social media, which creates his persona and the appeal.
He's a lot more of a fun personality than he was before. So I think Bryson is the one that has thrived under this new deal, allows him to just be him.
100%.
I was disappointed. Phil Mickelson's a guy that you just love to watch play golf, and he's just coming off of becoming one of the oldest, or becoming the oldest major championship winner. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. I mean, it just 51. Felt like he was right there, man. And but you know, Patrick Reed, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Patrick Johnson. Reed, I would have liked to have seen DJ.
About Patrick Reed.
Yeah,
Koepka. Yeah, people care about him. But he was at a point in his career where he had been hurt and everything, and he didn't know if he was going
to
be able to get back. And then he goes to live, and then we see him win the PGA Championship again.
And by the way, and Cam Smith was a little bit of a head scratcher, but you know, how about guys like Matt Wolf? And you know, it felt like he was sort of just trending up. Mm-hmm. So there's, and you don't even think about those guys anymore, right?
Nope.
Taylor, what's his
Taylor
name?
Taylor Gooch.
Taylor Gooch. Thank you. I mean, that was a lot of, he was one that was kind of on the rise, but other than that, you know what? Hats off to, you know, what a great blessing for guys like Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood and these guys that were just sunsetting and were going to be out here just like cruising around the Champions Tour. And they just got paid a whole bunch of money to go over and be, you know, basically showcase golfers. Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, freaking awesome. Good for them, man. Couldn't have worked out better. I'll bet I can imagine all the old guys that wish they would have been just at the right time to take advantage of that thing. But anyway, that's live. They continue. PGA Tour continues. And as we talked about, there's a lot to get into. We'll get into bubble watch and all that kind of thing. In fact, let's do that before we get to holiday gift guide. Let's start that first world rankings game here. You got surprise world rankings for me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So how's this going to work? You're going to drop a name and what? I'm going to tell you if they've gone up or down this year.
Yeah. And we can kind of just say, you know, where they started and where they're at right now.
Okay. All right. So, all right, hit me. Let's go.
Well, of course we know Scottie Scheffler's number one in the world. He ended 24 at one and he is currently ranked number one. Now what's crazy about Scottie Scheffler. Okay. Rory McIlroy is second. He started at three and he's down at two. But Rory McIlroy, his average points is like 10.0710. Scottie Scheffler average points right now is 18.5643. Scottie's almost got him doubled up.
That's amazing. That's Tiger-like stuff. That's what we saw back with Tiger in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's start.
All right, so give me some players.
Okay, Tommy Fleetwood.
I mean, Tommy Fleetwood's had an amazing season. Finally broke through on the PGA Tour. Got another win in Europe. I would think world ranking-wise, he's jumped high. I don't know what the game is, if I'm supposed to pick. I think Tommy's got to be a top 10 guy, isn't he, right now?
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood's currently number four. He started the year at number nine.
All right.
Okay. Okay, here's a good one, Russell Henley.
Ooh, interesting. Russell Henley... Strong, if I'm remembering, strong start, kind of not as great finish, but made it on the Ryder Cup. I would think he dropped this year.
Okay, currently, Russell Henley started the year at 17th. And his world ranking right at the point is number five.
He's number five.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I was way off on that one. Really? 17 to five. That's impressive. Okay. All right. Yep. Top five, Russell Henley. Top five player in the world, Russell Henley. I think you would win some drinks if you bet that one at the bar. That is, that's impressive. Okay. All right.
JJ Spahn.
I mean, meteoric rise, wins the U.S. Open. I would guess he's, I don't know where he started, but he's obviously, he's got to be top 10 as well, given that he won the U.S. Open this year.
Yeah, he's number six. He started 119th.
Wow. That's got to be the biggest rise of the year without question.
It's crazy. That's a really good one. Bobby Mack.
Are you going up the world rankings? Because if I'm guessing you, based on what the last two, this is seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to make it a little tough on me because I can.
I'll get there. Don't worry.
That was a
I'll
quick there, pattern. Why don't you? Okay.
Okay. Bobby Mack started. I'm just doing him because he's a good. He's a good move too. Started at 14th. He's the number seven.
Okay.
Colin Morikawa.
Oh man, struggled this year. Hasn't won for a couple. He's definitely gone down. He can't. There's no way he's risen in the world rankings. I would guess he's outside. He's got to be pushing the. Somewhere between 15 to 20?
Correct. No, not quite. Oh. Not quite 15. But he started at four, and he's at number 12 right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to jump down here.
So you're giving your hand away. You can't tell me you're jumping down. That means you're going further down the rankings. That makes
our buddy Tony
Finau. You know what? Tony's had an interesting year. Like, you know, he split with his golf coach of longtime Boyd Summerhays. I know he's battled some injury with his foot.
Yep.
I think he had some knee surgery too last year, or maybe it was all on the foot for sure. But not the best year for Tony. He has to have dropped in the world rankings. I don't know exactly where he sits. I would think Tone's probably in that 30 range world, something like that.
26th, the beginning of the year.
Okay.
78th right now.
Wow. 78th. So you're telling me here I wake up in a nice fall November day in 2025 and Tony Finau's 78th and Russell Henley's fifth.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's an obscure one. Garrick Higo.
Yeah, I can't say that I know the Garrick Higo career story, but he
won this year.
Yeah, he did win this year, and so it's got to be, he had to have made a big jump. I don't know. I would think he's in the top 50.
Started the year 301, he's 67th right now.
Okay. Wow.
Which is a huge jump.
That's massive.
Yep.
Wins solves Cauley. A lot of things.
Bud Cauley, very similar. He started 303. He's 65th right now.
All right. Throw me some names that people are paying attention to.
Okay. Adam Scott.
Boy, was right there for him at Oakmont, wasn't it? That was the one. I don't know where Adam's at right now, but I'm guessing he's got to be on that top 50 bubble. I think he's got to be somewhere in that top 50 bubble.
Started the year 18th, 60th.
Okay, so I was pretty good. Now. All right,
yeah,
so he's in
pretty
the
close.
Top 50 bubble. Okay.
Let me see. Here we go. Jason Day. J-Day.
He seems to be kind of making a little bit of a comeback. I'm going to say he's gone, he's improved. If we say up, that means closer to one, right? So I'd say he's gone up in the rankings, and I would put him in the top 30.
He started 38th on the year. He's currently 47th. So he's top 50.
Really? He went down this year.
Yep. Okay, so we've talked a lot about the Hjorgaard brothers. Okay? They were, you know, both in the Masters this year. One of them played on the Ryder Cup team. So Rasmus Højgaard, he started 37. He's 42nd right now. Akshay Bhatia. Here's a good one.
I don't feel like it's been Akshay's best year.
But he had a good year last year.
He did. Well, which means he was probably climbed pretty high last year. And I think he's also had a little bit of injury this year. So I'm going to say he's slipped probably 10 to 15 spots.
Yeah. So Bhatia started 29th. He's at 39th. So yes, 10 spots.
Okay.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Wyndham Clark.
Oh, man. I mean, does world rankings take into account strokes gained, lockers crushed? Let's see. I think Wyndham's had to, I mean, that frustration outburst at Oakmont is the result of not playing as well as you have in the past. I think ever since winning the US Open, it's kind of been trending down a little bit. I'm guessing he's fallen 25, maybe 30 spots this year.
You got it. Seventh starting the year and 37th right now.
Wow. All right.
Matty Fitz.
So I would have not even given, going into the Ryder Cup, I felt like I wasn't even, like Matt Fitzpatrick was a weak spot. He had a bad record on the Ryder Cup, and I didn't feel like he was playing well, and he was unstoppable. The level of golf he played surprised me, and my guess is, obviously I wasn't paying too much attention to Fitz.
Yeah.
I would guess he has to be back on the rise because he had taken a dip for a while. So I would guess this year was a bit of a rise.
Yeah, 43 and currently number 30.
Okay. All right.
That's in the world. Good. Chris Goddard. Here's another one.
I mean, the story of the fall, right? I mean, when I say fall, late summer story, wins a couple of times, gets the, wins the Scottish Open and then almost contentions there at the Open Championship. So he has to be a pretty big jump. I mean, he kind of went from nowhere to, he went from who's that to who's who. I like Chris Goddard to probably jump 50 or 75 spots maybe.
Yeah, that's correct. 191 to 27.
Oh.
He made a big jump.
Yeah.
And we talk about Shane Lowry. Shane Lowry and his play. Shane Lowry currently or started the year at 27th, and he hasn't made a move. He's 26th right now.
Okay. All right. That was fun. We'll do some more of that coming up on the back nine. We also have to get into our holiday gift guide, but we are out of time here for hour number one. Still to come on the back nine, America's favorite caddy. We'll have him weigh in on this as well. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have some comments, and we'll also get into the bubbles. You got the Aon Next 10 and the top 100 with just two events left on the PGA Tour. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.